You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, you know other things that are amazing, Joe Guy? Mm-hmm. This city we live in. This beautiful town we live in, this Tamaki Makaurau, this isthmus, where good folk gather together and have a good time together, you know. And one of the good gathering places of late is Silo Park, which is handy because, hi John, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you, how are you?
Good, thanks. John Sutton's the head of Silo Park. What does that mean, even? Commandant yes. of Silo Park.
I manage.
Is that like Boss Hogg in The Dukes of Hazzard?
Ooh. Possibly.
That's probably a long bow to draw, actually. So tell us about that, John. I mean, what a great place the Silo Park is.
It is. It's very cool.
We've had good times there. More to come as well.
Yeah, we've got a whole month more to come.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. The Auckland Arts Festival took over during March, and so we had a month off, and now we're back into it for 4 more weeks of activities.
Stick it up your ass, daylight saving, eh?
I reckon. Yeah. So the one thing we have adjusted to is we've moved the movies forward to 8 o'clock now.
For people who don't know what you're talking about, John, what do you mean the movies?
Oh, the movies, Silo Cinema, the famous Silo
Woo-hoo!
Cinema. So we project the movies onto the Silo every Friday night throughout April.
Outdoors with no roof.
I know, crazy, isn't it? Starting awesome. This Friday night, tonight.
Tonight's
actually,
Friday night, yeah, yeah.
With Thor Ragnarok, which should be pretty
cool. Yeah, that's exciting. That's a great movie to be projecting onto the Silo on a Friday night and all sitting down at Silo Park.
Okay.
Woohoo!
And then we've got the following ones. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy next Friday.
Woohoo!
Friday the 20th, we've got Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, that's a boomer.
And then the final weekend, we've got People's Choice, which we will be we'll be polling early next week for 2 weeks. So we've got 5 movies to choose from, which is pretty exciting.
Now, John, I was DJing down there in the lead up to the big Christmas movie.
For Christmas, you sure were.
There was some interesting Aucklanders in different zones, and there's, you know, some people were Christmassy, some people wanted funk, some people wanted to be mellow, some people wanted to party.
Yeah, and you did it all, which was
thank you very much. But now you've given me the People's Choice night to DJ on.
People's Choice. I'll have to
be aware on top of this.
You'll have
of the game.
A couple of days to prepare. Depending on what movie it is. So we've actually got the movies now. So we cancelled 2 at the start of the season due to rain, which was very unfortunate. So Wonder Woman and The Labyrinth will be thrown back in the mix.
For the People's Choice.
For the People's Choice. We've also got Foot Rot Flat to Dog's Tale, which I'm very excited about, as it was a childhood favourite of mine. And another one, which is a bit of a curveball, Drop Dead Fred. which we'll see how that fares. We actually found out yesterday that they're planning on making a remake in 2018, so we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
And finally, for all the lovers out there, The Notebook.
Aww.
So that could potentially be it, and you could be playing love songs all night long
to the break of dawn, y'all. Let's talk about what's actually happening tonight. You've got Ragnarok tonight, and then next Saturday?
Tomorrow.
Saturday. That is tomorrow Saturday.
We've got Dog Day Afternoon, which is an event focused
not the movie.
Dogs, not the movie. It's for dog lovers and
are you suggesting that dogs can bring their dogs into the central city, into a public place, and all gather together?
You totally can, and you can let them off the leash. We've got a space where they can just run riot and go crazy. We've got agility course which we're making, which is pretty exciting. We've got comedian Hamish Parkinson, who will be doing some observational comedy and also running a catwalk or dog walk. We've got photography, we've got a dog market, we've got one of our fresh concept staff DJing, Alan Falconer, which is super exciting, and we've got food and we've got drink specials at the bar, and so it's going to be a pretty beastie day. It's sponsored by Black Hawk Dog Food, which is pretty cool.
If you're not into going to see an awesome movie directed by a New Zealander that's awesome, and along with your friends on a Friday night, or bringing a canine down to the big canine get together. Then you perhaps maybe like to eat the next day on Sunday.
So we're doing 4 weekends of food focused events called World on the Street. This one, starting on Sunday, we've got the Europe edition. So we've got some awesome street food vendors. We've got escargot. We've got crepes. We've got German sausage.
I've become quite a fan of crepes.
We've got a French DJ. We've got a flamenco guitarist and dance lessons. And we've got snail racing. So if you have a little snail around
an hour or two. Oh, you mean like can you bring your own snail?
You can bring your
same
own
way
snail.
You can bring your own dog tomorrow.
You totally can.
You can bring your own snail on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
Chuck it in a box with some holes and some
something to eat.
Lettuce or grass. And look after it, and then slap a number on it and race.
How do you have problems when have you done this before with the snails?
We've got a professional clown who does it.
Good, yeah, because you just got to be. I mean, this snail racing is rife with illegal drug use, and blood doping and the like. And I mean, we're at the moment enjoying the Commonwealth Games. We're watching clean, talented athletes doing the job, getting the job done for NZ. The last thing we need people to do is to take these steroid, roided up snails down to the to Silo.
Certainly do.
So let's keep it clean, New Zealand.
Yes, Auckland. Please keep it clean.
And I mean, then on next Saturday, you've got the food is Latin American.
Yeah, we've got Latin American. We've got capoeira.
We were talking about capoeira just before.
We were.
Yeah, and we've got some awesome Latin food vendors. There are some amazing operators throughout Auckland. So it's exciting to kind of put them all together and celebrate them all.
What about American barbecue? Do you give that its own special day at any stage coming up in the next month?
Yes, we actually do. So
you
certainly picked it. So on the 21st, Saturday the 21st, we've got that, and we've
American barbecue day American down barbecue at the Silo Park. Look out!
We've also got Executive Leisure, which is Murray Sweetpants and his crew playing that day as well. So
marvelous,
should be exciting.
So the only part of the world you've ignored. Is Asian culture.
It is. There are more that we have ignored, but we'll get to next time. Definitely get to next
on
time.
So on the Saturday the 29th?
Sunday the 29th. Yes. We have our East and Southeast Asian,
awesome.
Which will wrap it up. So, it's going to be a pretty interesting mix and a lot of variety down at Silo Park over April.
Awesome for families. Great for kids.
It is.
Good times, and free to get in the whole time.
It is. Everything's
so this movie tonight's free.
It is free. All our movies are free. You can come down. You can see thousands of dogs tomorrow. Absolutely free. so yeah.
Somewhere around there. Somewhere there'll be some cats going. I'm just going to walk around tomorrow. Just worry free. I'm just going to go. Yeah. Let all those dogs go gather down there. We'll find out where the dogs would usually hang out. Just go walk around. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got some
spray everywhere, sure.
We've got dog face painting tomorrow as well. She's also doing a small selection of cats.
That's doing face painting.
No. We've got a professional lady who's wonderful, and she's going to be painting dog faces and a selection of cat faces if you need to try balance it out a little bit.
It'd be alternative, eh?
Yeah, totally. We've also got a whole bunch of really cool DJs over the month. We've got Murray Kamek and Tina Turntables, Manuel Bundy.
Who's DJing the dog thing?
Alan, one of our staff members from Fresh Concept. And we've got you on the Friday the 27th for People's Choice.
I know, I'm looking forward to that. I really like playing down there on the Silo Park because during the day you can play a few different things and you know we're not working a steaming undulating dance floor.
No,
we're just playing stuff for people and people walk past and they give you this little look of like, oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
Or people come up and they spend half an hour back and forth and they're sneaking with a, I don't suppose you could play.
All right.
You know, I'm very open to most things, but I just say no, probably not. But then I do. You know? Try to keep everyone happy. Thanks for having me down there. I really enjoyed it last time. And it's so if you've never actually got off your lazy ass or taken time out to go to the corner of Beaumont, Angelica Street, where Silo Park is down there, then you're missing out on one of the best bits of Auckland, I think.
Well done, John.
Well done. Good luck for the upcoming month.
Thank you very much. I'd just quickly like to thank Panuku Development for making all this happen. They've got some cool visions and allowing us to take over the space for 4 months is a real privilege and an honour. And thanks to them for all the good times down there.
Yeah, letting us stare at big super yachts. Hey, the movie tonight is Thor Ragnarok. It's a fantastic movie. Joe Guy, tell us about how this song relates to the movie. You filled me in a little more information. Go ahead.
Yeah, cheeky fun fact about this song. So the way that Taika Waititi basically pitched himself as a director to the big Hollywood studios was that you basically do a sizzle reel, which is like a 2-minute little vision of what you want the film to look like. And he just cut a bunch of shots from the past Thor films and laid the song over the top. And that's how he got the gig.
That's a great scene in the movie as well. Thanks, John. Cheers.
Thank you.
22 minutes past 9 o'clock. This is The Immigrant Song by a band called Led Zeppelin.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.